We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here on a Thursday morning. And we've got Jason Smith in the studio with us from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. He's the president and CEO, talking all things going on here in the Manhattan area. And it is budget time here at the city of Manhattan, and we're seeing requests coming in. And we haven't reported on the requests just yet because there was a lot going on at the city meeting this past week. But I know you presented the annual ask here for the chamber.
So we have two different groups that we work with the city on. One is our Convention Visitors Bureau, and they make quarterly reports to the commission on where they update the commission on their activities. And so they made their second report of the year, and when they do their second report, they also include their budget request. Ron Fear, who's city manager, talked a little bit about this at the board meeting. The chamber is a little bit different in that, number one, our requests come out of funds specifically designated for those activities. So CVB asked, when they make their budget request, that's specific to transient guest tax, so the hotel motel tax, and it is based purely on what the anticipated collections are from that tax. And obviously last year was way down, in fact about 50% of what we expected. Because we did end up with 2 or 3 months early on that were really good, but obviously after the pandemic hit, it was pretty tough. So we used a lot of reserve funds last year to fund our CVB. This year, we're anticipating that will increase by about 75% from where it was last year, but still about 25 to 30% below pre-pandemic levels. And so basically, Karen just lays out, this is what we, Karen Hibbert, who's the director of Visit Manhattan, lays out, this is what we anticipate the collections to be, and this is what our percentage historically has been. And so it's not as much about, this is what we plan to spend it on, that'll come later in the year. Then the Economic Development Group makes their request, and it is based on funds in the Economic Development Sales Tax Fund, which are funds that were voted on by the community specifically to promote and attract more economic development in the community. And while the CVB is 100% funded through TGT tax, economic development is historically less than 50% funded by the city. And so we have a number of private investors that help fund our economic development efforts. So when we make that request, it's more specific as to what we plan to use those funds for. And so so Darren Solden, who is our director of economic development, came forward and made that presentation, and it's primarily for four key areas. Number one is jobs. We are a jobs organization, and we're focused like on more projects like BevHub, where we're creating jobs. Number two, entrepreneurship. We need to be better at creating an environment for startups in this community. Number three, innovation. So how do we leverage what's going on at Kansas State, MBAF, other areas where there's a lot of research and innovative activities, and turn those into jobs? And then the fourth is talent, because none of that works if we don't get the talented individuals to want to move and stay in Manhattan. And so we are micro-focused in those four areas and making sure that we're moving forward. And we base that program off of the Region Reimagine strategy, which we did, was released in 2018, and we're in basically the second year of that implementation. And so that was what that request was. And it was around, as well as military relations, and we fund military relations with about a third from the city, a little bit from Raleigh County, and then the rest of it comes from sponsorships and private sector investment. In fact, it was interesting. I heard the commercial, and we don't tout this enough, but I think it's a really cool thing that we do at the chamber. The Kaw Valley Rodeo, of course, is about to take place, and we heard an advertisement on the radio. We actually buy about 1,000 tickets for that and give them free to military members of the community and their families. And so those tickets, this year, Janet Nichols, who runs our military relations program, mentioned to me the other day they have gone probably faster this year than at any point in history. And so you'll see about 1,000 military slash family members that are able to go to that rodeo because of the efforts of our Military Relations Committee and some of the funding that's put in through Raleigh County. And so that's something that we don't really talk about enough, but it's a really cool activity that we engage in.
That's pretty cool. Good work, Janet. She always does a lot of good work.
Oh, yeah, Janet's great.
We have a phone call here. Robert's standing by with a question or a comment. So go ahead, Robert.
Have you heard about the nonprofit charitable buying that building on the north side of Yuma? I think it's between 5th and 6th. They're just east of the document shredding building and north from the Shell station. My understanding is they're going to help underemployed and unemployed with economic opportunity and making sure they're cleaned up, well-fed, whatever goes on. Are they looking for financial support? Have you heard? Thank you.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. I have not heard necessarily about that specific project. I know there's two or three things that have been floating around that that sound similar to that, but we'll look into that and see if there's something we can do to help, because obviously we've got to find ways to get people that are trained in the skills for jobs that are available right now. We have a worker shortage in Manhattan, but also all across the country right now. And so communities that can find ways to maximize and train their employees for the jobs that are available are the ones that are going to succeed in the economy. So it's good information to have, and we'll look into that.
All right. Dave just texted me in here and says Robert's referring to Be Able. That's okay. An organization here locally. So,
awesome.
Good to know. It looks like we have another caller checking in here, so we'll go to the phones here before I get into anything else. Stephen is screening the phone call. So we'll go to that here in just a second. Just talking with Jason Smith here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. He's our guest here the third Thursday of the month, and we have Kirk standing by. Kirk, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, hey, Jason, Kirk here. That last caller with that question, that is actually the Be Able organization that's moving into that building from their current location at 4th Street, and I'm sure they are always looking for financial assistance. Scott Boos, B-O-O-S, is the face of that organization, but yeah, but that last caller, to answer his question, that is the Be Able organization that's going into that building.
That sounds awesome. So maybe Brandon can get them on a show in the future, and we can hear a little more about what their plans are.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Thanks for all you do, Jason.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, you mentioned the budget stuff here, and I think the one thing that we're all kind of waiting to see here is when conferences are going to start coming back. I know they're kind of slow to do that. Have you heard anything as far as conferences come? You got an event coming up we're going to talk about here next week that'll maybe bring some people in.
Yeah, so immediately the things that came back the quickest obviously were things that are outside, so sporting events and those kind of things. And so we've been really active right now trying to get more of those in the community, especially as it relates to outside activities, but also the new recreation centers and how we can utilize those facilities. Karen's the better person to, I know she comes on once a month, but from what she tells me, they're starting to get a lot more inquiries and people who are interested in what's going on. We obviously have an expanded conference center, so we're out really promoting that, and because we can now attract more events than we could in the past. And as you mentioned, we have an event coming up at the end of July. I know Rotary's having their district conference here in a couple of months. I'm working on that with Vern Hendricks and our local Rotary groups. And so we do see that there are things that are coming back. I was at a banquet the other night at the conference center. So those are things that are good to see. I think you still are going to have some folks who are a little bit slower to come back, particularly as it relates to, we had a lot of events that were built around higher education. And so, we haven't really seen or been able to tell yet when those kind of events are going to come back. But in terms of some of the others, I think we're starting to see those get planned moving ahead.
All right. We're going to pause here. We'll take a break. More with Jason Smith. We'll take a look at what's coming up next week here that the Chamber's involved with. Stay tuned. You're listening to InFocus.